Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in thee. Now, friends, I'd like you to join me in a special Hail Mary for my friend and brother, Brother Knight Jack Graves, who is in a hospital in Georgia, meningitis. I haven't had an update on him since Thursday. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And a lot of you will probably remember my asking for prayers for my brother Sagaya Raj, who died a couple of weeks ago in India. On Friday, his mother died. I think it was Friday. Might have been Saturday. Actually, I think it was Saturday that his mother died, and her name was Lily. And I'd like for you to join me in a Hail Mary for Lily. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And since you guys pray so often for my special intentions, I'd like to offer a Hail Mary in Latin for all of your special intentions. Why in Latin? Well, it's the official language of the church, and our enemy hates Latin. Every Hail Mary in Latin is a blow to his head. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. All right, let's talk about the saint of the day, and I'm going to read about him for you from two different websites. The first is morningoffering.com. And John Benko and I have both told you many times about Morning Offering, and I can't stress how vital and important this website is. I mean, you get the liturgy of the hours on this website, and it's run by the Catholic Company, and they have lots of Catholic wares available. Especially books and coffees and things like that. And I recommend their books. Most of my books, however, are on my Kindle. So anyway, today's saint of the day is Saint Anastasius the Persian. Saint Anastasius the Persian, and he lived in the 7th century, was the son of a Persian sorcerer. He became a Zoroastrian soldier in the army of Khosrau II, the Persian monarch who absconded the true cross of Christ from Jerusalem and took it to Persia in the year 614. Saint Anastasius inquired about the mysterious cross and the Christian religion, and as a result, soon converted to the true faith. He left the army, received baptism, and became a monk at a monastery in Jerusalem. He lived there 7 years until he was called by God to martyrdom among his people. He went to Caesarea to preach, which was then under Persian rule. He was captured and subject to cruel tortures. He was promised freedom and a high position in the kingdom if he would simply denounce his faith, which he refused. Saint Anastasius was strangled and beheaded. His feast day is today, January 22nd, and he is a big deal in the Eastern faiths. And now I'm going to read to you about him from Wikipedia. He's also known by his native name, Magundat, and he was a Zoroastrian soldier in the Sasanian army who later became a convert to Christianity and was martyred in 628. Excuse me. Anastasius was born in the city of Rhei. He was the son of a magus named Bao. He had a brother whose name is unknown. He was a cavalryman in the army of Khosrow II, who reigned from 590 to 628, and participated in the capture of the True Cross in Jerusalem, which was carried to the Sasania capital of Ctesiphon. The occasion prompted him to ask for information about the Christian religion. He then experienced a conversion of faith, left the army, became a Christian, and afterwards a monk at the monastery of St. Sabas, Marsaba, the Latin, in Jerusalem, or as I like to call it, Jerusalem, which is the Hebrew. He was baptized by Modestus, receiving the Christian name Anastasius to honor the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is Anastasis in Greek. After 7 years of monastic observance, he was moved by the Holy Ghost to go in quest of martyrdom and went to Caesarea, then subject to the Sasanians. There he interrupted and ridiculed the Zoroastrian priests for their religion, and as a result was arrested by the local Mirzan, taken prisoner, cruelly tortured to make him abjure, and finally carried down near the Euphrates to a place called Barcelo, or Bethsalos, according to the Bollandists, where his tortures were continued, while at the same time the highest honors in the service of King Khosrow II as a magus were promised to him if he would renounce Christianity. Finally, after refusing to abjure with 70 others, he was strangled to death and decapitated on January the 22nd in the year 628. His body, which was thrown to the dogs but left untouched by them, was carried from the place of his martyrdom to Palestine, then to Constantinople, and finally to Rome, where the relics were venerated at the Trefontaine Abbey. A passio written in Greek was devoted to the saint. An adapted Latin translation, possibly by Archbishop Theodore of Canterbury, was available to the Anglo-Saxon Church for the Anglo-Saxon Church historian Bede, who criticized the result and took it upon himself to improve it. There are no surviving manuscripts of Bede's revision, although one did survive as late as the 16th century. And of course, his feast day is the 22nd day of January, which is today. So Saint Anastasius of Persia, pray for us. Now, let's talk about what's going on around the channel briefly. I got an email today from Ken, Catholic Ken, on Friday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern. And what Ken told me, let me see if I can find that email. On Friday, he is going to talk about the Word of God, both oral and written. And that's since this past Sunday, we celebrated the Word of God Sunday. He has been guided by the Holy Spirit to do a show on the Word of God, both oral and written. So that's going to be Friday's show. And I've got an email from William, Sir William of Hemsworth. Let me find it. There we go. And his show on Friday is going to be an interview about natural family planning, which is a big deal to us Catholics, because natural family planning is the only birth control that's allowed by the church. And even that's not guaranteed. And then tonight, Luke is going to take on part 3 of the Gospel of John, and that's at 7 o'clock Eastern, which is 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock for you guys in the West Coast in the Pacific time zone. If you missed Lisa's broadcast on Saturday, I'll provide a link to that. And I'm sure that there's a link for it on the Four Persons page. It was a really good interview with Mike Aquilino. And we'll next hear from her on February 3rd, and I will find out what her next topic is going to be. Let me make sure that I didn't get an email from her about that. She and I have emailed about other things today. Lisa's a sweetheart. She is the Catholic version of Striper, and I love her to death. She is such a good friend. And she's really become a very close friend of mine. And I've got a couple of her CDs that she sent me. When I get some extra money, I'm going to buy all of her music on iTunes, which I highly recommend all of her music. So that's what's going on around the channel, and I'm really going to start rallying John to let me do a show on Wednesday nights that'll be kind of an RCIA, OCIA type of program, and it will also answer questions about the Catholic faith, but I'm nowhere near the apologist that John, William, and Luke and Ken are. Apologists that I'm aware of, I'm probably like the 15th best. But I'm working on it, and I'll work on it with you guys if you'll let me. And I would be honored if you would. So let's go on to our 3 Hail Marys novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, to obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. And that would be for the special intentions for all of you guys and me. To obtain this favor, Mother Most Pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, We humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Sea of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this gift, precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Our Mother in the faith, who loves us more than our own parents, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, friends, I want to take the last couple of minutes I've got, and I want to remind you about our friends Tony and Paulette Locke. They live in Bethlehem, and they have a shop in Bethlehem. If you go to Bethlehem, I highly recommend that you visit them. They're 2 minutes by car from the birthplace of Jesus. And their website is therockcompanyshop.com. That's the Rock, T-H-E-R-O-C-K, company, spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P.com. And as we're getting into Lent, and Lent is coming up in a little over 3 weeks, I recommend that you go to their site and order an olive wood rosary or an olive wood cross, something to help you get through Lent and to help your prayer focus on the culmination of Lent, which, by the way, is not a day in Lent, and we'll talk about that on Ash Wednesday, I'm certain. But go to therockcompanyshop.com and order something from there. My mother ordered my birthday present from there, and she gave me grief last week when I mentioned that on the air because now everybody knows where she shops. Well, that's a personal endorsement because what I wanted comes from the Rock Company shop, and I'm going to be ordering some other stuff in the next day or two, and I don't get a discount or free things or any remuneration whatsoever for endorsing them. I'm endorsing them because they're our friends and they need our support right now. So friends, I want you to have a blessed rest of your day and tomorrow until I see you at 3:30 Eastern, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.